The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
Well, last week was a busy week. It all started with Kev putting a little appeal out for poor old Heather Mills. I think you may get the sense he's being sarcastic here.
Anyway, you know, every now and then we do a little kind of fundraiser thing. It doesn't happen all the time. We've got one coming up, just to warn you, this coming Thursday, doing a little collection for Beatrice McCartney. It's Beatrice, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Okay, got a little fundraiser. I know that, you know, one thing I love about Liverpool is that, in fact, hang on, there we go. I need to make this more dramatic. Hang on. That's my mouse, by the way.
Has it had some new cheese? It sounds on better form.
Yeah, where was I? Yeah, Liverpool. One thing about Liverpool people, we always pull together at times of need. So just to pre-warn you, this coming Thursday, we'll do it Friday, obviously, but it's a bank holiday. But this coming Thursday, we're going to, you know, we're going to group hug everyone. You know, we're going to pull together, a bit of appeal. And it's for Beatrice McCartney, because as was announced from the Gold Heather McCartney on the news last night, that, you know, her daddy goes first class, and 24 and a half million is not enough for Beatrice to go first class. She's got to go second class. So if you can, on Thursday morning, we're going to do a little appeal. You know, one thing, I know you'll all pull together. We can have a little collection. Just drop your checks off, you know, as you normally do, and we'll tell you who to write the checks out to. And, you know, I don't know how you live yourselves. You know, she's got 24 and a half million pounds to live on. Outrageous. Poor Beatty there can't go first class like she's going to know. So if you can on Thursday, we're going to do a massive appeal just for little Beatmeister to get it in first class. So if you can pull together with me, I'd really appreciate it. Just going to pre-warn you now. Brilliant. If you can remortgage your house to help out, that'd be even better. Ungrateful Cam.
Pick update with Cam solicitors.
Oh, no, it's just two feelings coming out. You know, everybody agrees. That kind of thing. One thing that Kev Seed hates is gold diggers. I have met several. Right, I'm talking from experience.
Yes,
trust
I
me.
Know you.
You
are.
Know that.
The Kev Seed Breakfast Show Podcast.
On Tuesday, Kev put out the question, what are the silly things that get you excited? Everyone has something. So Kev put the question out there. We got a huge reaction. Just take a listen.
We're looking for you to get involved here. Let's all get emotional today. Let's talk about the silly things that you get excited about. All right, just the silly little things. My example of this is not for me, it's for Jen. Gets excited about cleaning products. Right, the advert came on the telly the other day for that. There's a new, like, silly bang tab spray that you spray, mm-hmm. and it kind of fizzes up a little bit. It's called something Fizz or whatever it is.
Oh, okay.
In the supermarket the other day, she spotted it. Oh, my God! Like, you'd think there was, like, you know, £1 million on the shelf for you to take. I've got to get some. And then I was cleaning something up in the house the other day. No, let me do it. Let me try this. Absolutely amazed. Loving it. Loves the old cleaning caper. What do you get excited about? Silly things.
Well, I recently bought Febreze for the first time.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I've sprayed it around the whole flat, and Tom came home last night and thought, isn't the flat lovely and clean? But I've not laid a finger. I've not even swept.
I've just sprayed
it, and it smells.
Because it smells nice, he thinks you've been cleaning
yes,
everywhere.
Yes, well done. Ah. Exactly. I didn't say a word.
No, well, I hope he's not listening. Do you hear that, Tom? I'm going to mention that in every 20 minutes.
Okay.
What about you, Claire?
I got really excited a while ago because obviously I'm organising a wedding over chair covers. I remember coming, me and my friend Louise went to a wedding fair and I called him and was like, you'll never guess what I've ordered. And he must have thought I'd ordered a wedding dress. He's like, chair covers, you should see them. And I took a picture and everything and showed them. Honestly, I was made up and they're gorgeous. I still am excited thinking about them.
All right, there we go. There's a little example for you. What do you get excited? The silliest little thing. What silly thing gets you going? 0151 472 0967, or you can text city with a space and then your little silly thing that gets you excited with your name as well. Get in touch and let's get emotional this morning.
Download and get seeding the Kev Seed Podcast.
We're talking about the silly little things you get excited about. Got someone hanging on the line. Let's go to Jill in Warrington. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Kev.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Right, tell me, what's the silly little thing you get excited about?
Right, a couple of years ago, we flew with British Airways to the west coast of America the day when they went on strike.
Yep.
And they upgraded us to first class. Ooh. And they said, we've got a skeleton crew, you just go upstairs, take what you need, and we'll get to you as soon as we can.
Right.
And the husband had the drinks trolley, but I was delighted because I had a box of blankets.
And you were made up, yeah.
I was delighted because I was told off twice and I was thrilled to miss that. I was so angry.
Oh, God love you. Jill, thanks a lot for calling up with that. That's great. Have a nice day today. Cheers. That's the kind of thing we're looking for. What's the silly little things that make you excited? I actually get excited about Fridays.
Yes.
Because, you know, we can't really go out of the week when we do this show just because of getting up so early. Of course we do every now and then. But generally we don't go out in the week. So when it comes to Friday, I'm dead excited. It's the weekend. Let's have a great time and party. Morning to Jessica from Aintree. She says, Kev, I get excited when I clean the shower. You know all those little stains that appear, a sort of pink and brown stain? I was convinced you couldn't get rid of it. However, when I used some bathroom cleaner, it started coming off after a bit of scrubbing. And now I'm obsessed with letting the stain come back and cleaning it. I sound weird now, don't I? You're not wrong there. Hi to Catherine from Boodle says, I like washing the car. I love having a lovely shiny car and looking at it. I do it every single Saturday and get excited before and after. Hello, Ian in Sarpop. I love catching rats in the back garden. Actually, when I'm on holiday, I actually get excited about looking for crabs and things under rocks, you know, by
yes.
the sea.
Yes.
Yeah. Get excited. Yeah. You pull one of them, there's a crab there. Yes.
That's good, but not rats. That's
horrible. No, not rats, you're right. Don't mind seeing it. Oh, no, I'm better not say it. Going to mention another rodent. I love catching rats in the back garden. In fact, it started to become a bit of an obsession. It drives my wife mad. They are pests after all, and they cause murder with the rubbish. Morning to Ian from Southport. Morning to Glennis, who says, putting new pyjamas on for the first time. Heaven.
Yeah.
Yes. That is such a nice feeling. Oh, clean sheets, I get excited.
Oh, with Lenore.
When you've just changed them, yeah.
Or whoever's willing to get in with you. good morning to Robin Boodley. Says, I get excited about waking up to Radio City, everyone. Oh, aww. Rob. Listen, the check's in the post. Thanks for that. Someone's text without leaving a name. When I see the live birds, I get excited. I love Liverpool. You know, good on you. What else? Morning to Danny. Hi, Dan. She says, doesn't mean I'm an alcoholic because I get really excited when I open a bottle of red wine. I hear the glug sound, hit the big fat glass, and I'm excited.
Hey, that's been scientifically proved. The most satisfying sound is glug, glug when wine goes into a
really?
Glass. Yeah?
Danny, no, I don't think so. Obviously, if you're having 100 a day, then I'll say, yes, you've got problems. But, you know, in moderation, not a problem. Good morning, Danny. We'd like to hear your little silly things that get you excited. What's the silliest, stupidest little thing that gets you excited? Give me a call, 01514720967, or text me like Andy in Walton has just done this second. Do you know what, Andy? I'm with you on this one. I get excited, he says, at Ladies Day in Aintree. Do you know what? I'm excited now thinking about the races coming up. I drive through the Melling Road every morning. And I see that everything getting put together and, you know, little bits and pieces gone and just get dead excited. I love Ladies Day at Aintree.
I've never been. I can't wait.
That's because it's for ladies.
Traffic update with Kev Solicitors.
I'll let you know what it's like.
The Kev Seed Breakfast Show podcast.
This morning we're talking about the silly, stupid little things that get you excited. I wake up in the morning hearing, you know, listening to the birds sing and... kind of, you know, just kind of look outside and just think it's great to be alive. I get dead excited.
Oh, how nice for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, if I was telling the truth, I'd carry that on a little bit more. But I don't need to. No, the silly little things that get you excited. What is it? Stupid little things get us excited. I just love Fridays. Get dead excited. Hi to Graham in Bebbington. I get excited when I hear the sound from the elastic of my girlfriend's silky lingerie being put on before she gets in bed.
Oh. I bet you do.
You big weirdo. What colour exactly? You know, good on you, Graham, you know. Whatever floats your boat. Thought I recognised you and had some of the other day. Kev, I get excited when I see £24 million in the bank from Heather. You know what? There's loads of stuff. All the papers. All the papers are dominated by this paper, you know. The front of all the tabloid. £24 million and she still won't shut up. It just reminds me of my favourite phrase, you can't polish a turd. Right, let's move on. Kev, I get excited every evening when my husband, Jim, is on his way home from work because I love him lots. From Karen in Elton. That's nice, Karen. Kev, excited when my husband's on his way home from work, even after 24 years from Sue in Croxford Park. Good morning, Sue. I get excited when I go to Primark. It's amazing. From Jodie in Ellesmere.
I get excited about Primark.
As long as there's no one in there, and you're like, yeah, it's like a candy store. Yeah. It's great.
Jodie and Asmere Port, I get excited. We've done that one, sorry. Andy and Skem, I get, my wife gets excited every time she buys a new vacuum. Shows me how good it picks things up. All right, let's take a couple of calls. Who we got on the line? First call is Gary. Hi, Gary.
Morning, Kev.
Morning, you and Heighton. What's the thing that gets you excited?
Knowing that I'm going to go fishing, mate, and I go to the tackle shop and all the knick-knacks in the little fishing tackle shop.
Really?
Yeah.
Every now and then I'll go fishing, to be honest with you, but when I was younger, I used to get dead excited about it. I do love going when it's just to chill out, but I don't get quite as excited as that.
You know, I do, mate. It's the only time I get a time off, you know.
Whereabouts you normally go?
All over the place, really, mate.
Yeah?
All over, yeah. Altmead Park, Car Lane, everywhere, really.
Good on you. Gary, and thanks a lot for calling up. Have a great day today.
And you too, mate.
Cheers, Gaz. See you later. Bye-bye. Let's go. You know, actually, just realised, I get quite excited going in stationery shops.
Really?
Yeah. I like all the stationery, all the pens and all
to buy highlighters. Yeah, love highlighters.
All right. next caller's in Wigan. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Kev.
What's the thing that gets you excited?
It sounds really stupid, but when you get invited to, like, to a family party.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I mean, because we see them all the time.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, one of them has a birthday or an engagement or something, and then, you know, there's a party coming up, and you just get so excited.
Yeah, yeah, good on, nothing wrong
with
that.
You're like that, yeah. Actually. Yeah. You get excited, don't you, about family stuff?
Yeah, if there's anything good, yeah, any family do is good. I like a good old house party. Can't beat it.
But it just goes on all week for some reason.
Exactly.
Good on you, Peter. Thanks for calling. Have a good day today.
Yeah, you too, mate.
Cheers. See you bye-bye. Later. Bye-bye. Keep the calls coming in. What's the silly little things that get you excited? I did Jane in Crosby. Looking for crabs and creatures under rocks is actually called tide pooling. I used to do when I lived in California, from Katie and Jane in Crosby. Thank you. I didn't know that. I love doing that. Also, hi to Lely, one of our regulars. I was in IKEA, and when you get to the tills at the end, there's a cafe that sells hot dogs. My friend wanted one and was in the queue. He screamed at the top of his voice, "Oh my God, they're only 50 pence. I'm getting two." Loser. So give us a call. What's the thing that gets you excited? Love it.
On Wednesday, Liesl decided to make up a little competition called Kev Gets Tickled. Groundbreaking radio. I'm sure you will agree. Just take a listen to this.
A groundbreaking radio here with this competition.
Hey!
Right. I'm quite ticklish. We have a caller hanging on the line. Basically, I bought these two Easter eggs and thought, how could we give them away? And the girls come with a great idea. Kev sits on the tickle seat.
Is it comfy?
Very comfy.
Good.
Slightly nervous that I'm going to end up sweating everything because you're going to end up tickling me. Right, well, we've got our caller hanging on the line. It is Liam Heron. Hello, Liam.
Hi, Kev.
How are you?
I'm fine.
How old are you?
10.
Which school do you go to?
Parish Church of England.
And what do you want to do when you leave school?
Don't know.
You don't know. Whereabouts are you from, Liam?
St. Helens.
St. Helens. You got any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, two sisters.
What are their names?
Scarlett and Bailey.
Have you got a girlfriend?
No.
How come?
I had one and then she dumped me.
Oh, you're joking. What happened?
Don't know.
How long were you going out with her for?
A week.
It's a long time
so
now.
So it's getting serious then? Remember now. Fancy that. So how did she dump you? What did she actually say?
Don't know. She just came over to me the last week in school. She went, "You dumped."
What an absolute... I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at Claire. She's pulling faces. Sorry, that's outrageous, isn't it?
It's horrible. Personally, I've never been dumped, but it must be horrible.
Yeah, I've never been dumped either.
Yeah, right.
Liesl, I can imagine it's happened to you lots of times.
Just a couple of times, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, Liam, it happens to the best of us. Don't you worry about it, mate. Don't you worry about it at all. There's plenty more fish in the sea, as we say in radio. Right, Liam, you've got 10 seconds. Sorry, you've got 10 questions in 1 minute. Okay?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find my timer here. I've just thought, I forgot to put my timer in. I've got a timer here. 10-second timer. I'm not playing that 10 times. 99-second time. Oh, God.
I've got a stopwatch on me.
Well, that's going to work on radio, isn't it? 40-second timer. Yeah, we'll do the 40-second timer and then a 10-second timer, then just add 10 on. All right, there we go. In fact, no, I'll put the... Sorry about this, Liam.
It's called being prepared. We'll put the 99-second timer in. We just keep an eye when it goes to a minute. All right. Hit the bell. When it's a minute, just hit the bell. There we go. Like that.
Okie doke.
All right. Are you ready then, Liam?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, do you know what? They're standing behind me and I just feel like screaming. I just know they're good. Right. 1 minute, 10 seconds. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Stand by. Stop it. Ah! Go.
What is 2 times 2?
4. Ow!
Correct. What is heavier, a ton of feathers or a ton of bricks?
They're both the same.
Correct.
Who is the Prime Minister?
Gordon Brown.
Correct. What is the capital of England?
London.
Correct. What breed of dogs does the Queen have?
Corgis.
Correct. Name a Spice Girl.
Jerry.
Correct. Which team does Jamie Carragher play for?
Liverpool.
Correct. Who won Dancing on Ice?
Suzanne Shaw.
Correct. Name a Teletubby.
What was the question?
Name a Teletubby.
Poo-poo. I don't know.
Wrong.
And finally, how many women have you kissed?
About 5. You cow.
What?
I'm knackered. Absolutely
well
knackered.
Done.
Did I get to
You got 8 right.
What?
You got 8.
What one did I get wrong?
The Teletubbies question, you said poo-poo.
What is it?
And how many women have you kissed? You said 5, I think is a barefaced lie.
No, I thought you meant today.
All right, then, you got 9 right. We'll give you the poo-poo.
Thank you.
You
Liam, that's fantastic. I didn't do too bad, did I?
No.
I'm actually sweating carbs now, and I'm probably aching all over tomorrow. Okay, do you want to say hello to anyone?
Can I say hello to my nan, my mum, and everyone who knows me?
All right, then. You have yourself a great day today, Liam. Thanks a lot for coming on. You've won yourself an Easter egg from the KFC Breakfast Show.
Okay.
Have a nice day and a happy Easter. Bye-bye, mate.
Bye.
Yeah, I'm actually naked. It's 7 minutes to eight.
And on Thursday, Lisa was in preparation for her theory test. So Kev had a little surprise for her.
Just reading in the news, a Newcastle couple found a unique way of keeping their beloved dead pet close to their hearts. They've having the dog hair made into woolly jumpers.
Oh, God. Are you serious?
Yes. I mean, it might look great when it's dry, but it won't smell too good when it's wet.
Yeah.
8 minutes to wait. This is in the news today. Right, Liesl is having her theory test for her driving test at 1:30 today. How do you think you're going to do? How do you think you're going to do?
I don't know. I was doing all right last night, a couple of practice tests and stuff on the computer, but I don't know, to be honest, because some things I think I know, then I get a bit confused. I'm reading the questions a bit quick as well, so.
You're quite a negative person, though, as well, aren't you, I've noticed?
I think I'm going to fail. No,
yeah.
I'm not.
Aww. Yes, you are. Your driving instructor is on the phone. Morning, Ian.
Morning, Kev.
Are you all right?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Very well. In your honest opinion, Ian, do you think that she's going to... Now, be honest. Don't just say it to make her feel good. Do you really think she's going to pass today?
Pass the theory test?
Yeah.
She's still got a bit of work to do. I was testing her a little bit on some of our lessons. She's still got a bit of work to do.
She's hard work, isn't she?
She's a bit hard work, yeah.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I've even started spotting the odd grey hair coming out. It's only happened since she's arrived.
I think I'm about the same there, guess, to be fair.
Right, you've got 5 questions for Liesl on the theory test.
You.
Okay. Yeah. In your own time, fire away.
Yeah, don't forget to give the options, though, Ian.
Can I just say as well, what do you mean give the options? Do they give the options when you have the test,
yes,
Ian?
Yeah, it's multiple choice.
You do, yeah.
Oh, Claire knows.
All right, okay.
I passed, I only got one wrong, so you've got that to beat.
I actually heard her on the phone before. Oh, Ian, don't make him too hard, all right. Right, when we're ready. All right, bit of quiet now. Liesl's having 5 questions here for her theory test.
Okay, Liesl, question number 1. What is the national speed limit on a single carriageway for a car when you're towing a trailer?
I know this.
Is it A, 40, B, 50, C, 60, or D, 70?
60.
Can I give my guess?
Yes, Kev.
50.
Kev is correct.
Ian, I know, I got it wrong again. I always get that confused.
The lowest option, go for the lowest one, because obviously you're towing something, yeah? So it's got to be slow.
No, the lowest one, if you'd have said 40, that'd have been wrong.
Oh, was that lowest? I thought it should have started at 50.
If you're towing a trailer, it's 50.
Oh, smarty pants.
This is why we pass first time with fellas. Question number two.
Okay, at least question number two. Yeah. Which type of controlled pedestrian crossing has a flashing amber light? Is it A, a toucan, B, a pegasus, C, a pelican, or D, a puffin?
A pelican.
Correct.
See who that, Kevin?
Yeah, correct. Well done. Yeah, two questions, one wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. Question number three.
Why should you test your brakes after seeing a triangle sign with the word Ford in the middle? Is it because you've just crossed a long bridge? Because you've just gone down a long hill? Because your brakes will be soaking wet? Or because you'll be on a slippery road?
Now, I know Ford means water, so it could be slippery or the brakes are wet. So I'm going to go for the brakes are wet.
Correctly, so then.
Yes.
Oh, two more left. Question number four.
Okay, let's take a hard one. Okay. Why are the mirrors often slightly curved convex? Is it because they make it easier to judge the speed of the following traffic? They make following traffic look bigger?
Mm-hmm.
They give a wider field of vision? They totally cover all blind spots.
They give a wider view of vision. Second from
correct.
Last one. Yes.
Correct. There you go.
Okay.
Last one.
Right, I'm not going to go through the options on this, Lise, because you should know this one. Okay? Because it'll take me all day to go through the options. What is the traffic light sequence?
Oh.
Don't.
Yeah.
This is easy.
Right. Red, red, amber, green.
Red, red, amber, green.
Yeah.
Can I guess now?
Go on, Kev, yeah.
Is it red, red, amber?
Yeah.
Green.
Yeah, and then on the way back?
On the way back, amber. Green, amber, red.
Correct, Kev, yeah.
Thank you. You got it wrong, Lisa.
Oh, red and amber get at the same time.
That's not, I'll tell you what, out of five questions and you got two of them wrong, you're going to need all the luck in the world today, I tell you. You really are. I'm worried for you. And do you know what I'm worried about more than anything?
What?
I'm worried about the other drivers. Ian, thanks a lot for that, mate. She will, of course, let me know. The listeners won't know how she got on until next week. Next Tuesday, they'll find out. But I can only say I feel sorry for you, mate.
Well, it's a dirty job,
Kev,
but someone's got to do it.
It certainly is, mate. It certainly is. Great having you on. Thanks for looking after her. And we'll speak. Yes, help yourself, fella.
Yeah, I've had a couple of phone calls since the news is on and stuff. So hello to my mate, Danny, who you'll know him. He's always on Battle of the Sexes.
I know, Dan.
Lester, who's texted me. My girlfriend, Emma. My brother, Rob. And my mum, who's not very well at the moment, so I hope she gets well soon. And if anyone wants any driving lessons, you can go on my website, www.lawtonschoolofmotoring.co.uk.
Fantastic. Ian, lovely speaking to you. Have yourself a happy Easter. No doubt we'll speak next week.
Thanks very much, Kev.
Cheers, Ian. All the best.
Cheers.
Bye-bye. Bye. There we go. There's your driving instructor. Three out of five, that's not good.
No.
You worried, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm pleased.
Tune in to the Kev Seat Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.